5-4-3-2-1 exercise instructions. In this exercise, you describe what you see, what you hear, and what you feel in or with your body with detailed attention and with care for features. At the start of the exercise, you can rate the amount of tension you feel in your body from 0 to 10. 0 being totally relaxed, 10 being maximum tension. Give a number to gauge your stress and remember it or write it down. First round. Describe attentively 5 things that you see. I see, for example, a plastic bottle with a red cap on it. There is a red transparent liquid in the bottle. The bottle is wider at the bottom and at the top and narrow in the center. It stands on a brown table. You articulate sensory qualities of what you see, such as color, the size, the shape, the nature of the surface, and the materials. Describe 5 things you see in a similar way. Then, describe 5 things you hear. I hear, for example, the sound of an engine accelerating. There usually aren't many sounds, however, you may distinguish similar sounds. For example, a car accelerating, a car slowing down, a car with a gasoline engine. You could also make a sound yourself. It is particularly important to be attentive to the sounds that you are naming. Note the sensory qualities of the sound, like the loudness, the duration, the tone, the rhythm, the distance. Be aware of the obvious sounds and the more subtle sounds. In this way, you describe the second part of the first round, 5 things you hear. Finally, you describe 5 things you feel in or with your body. I feel, for example, some pressure on my feet of the shoes I'm wearing. My feet clearly feel they are contained by my shoes. This is about physical sensation and not about emotions such as being happy, angry, or scared. Note sensory qualities of touch such as softness, pressure, or temperature. Describe in this third part of the first round 5 things you feel in or with your body. So each round has 3 parts, one for seeing, one for hearing, one for feeling. In the second round, you describe 4 things you see, 4 things you hear, and 4 things you are aware of in or with your body. Preferably, you describe new things each time, things you haven't described before. In the third round, you describe 3 things you see, 3 things you hear, and 3 things you are aware of in or with your body. In the next round, describe each time 2 things you see, hear, and feel. In the final round, describe just 1 thing you see, hear, and feel. Now you understand why the exercise is called 5-4-3-2-1. At the end of the exercise, establish how much tension you feel in your body from 0 to 10. How much tension do you feel? Is there a difference with the start of the exercise? Check carefully what changes you notice by doing this exercise. The act of measuring and comparing the physical tension before and after the exercise is especially important in learning the exercise. When you feel confident with the 5-4-3-2-1, you can quit doing these measurements. The 5-4-3-2-1 takes 20 to 45 minutes. If you do it in less than 20 minutes, I suggest you name more details during each observation. If you use the exercise at bedtime or when falling asleep again, it can be dark and you can keep your eyes closed. You can describe the things that you see in broad daylight in your room. In this instance, you call upon your memory. What would you observe in broad daylight? It may even be in a different place. When you are trying to fall asleep, you don't have to complete the exercise. Falling asleep is fine. If you lose count during the exercise, just pick up where you think you have stopped or start again. It doesn't matter as long as you can fall asleep. Now you know the instructions of the 5-4-3-2-1, and you may try to do the 5-4-3-2-1 by yourself or with someone else. The actual practice will make you familiar with this method and its effects on your attention and relaxation.